We're beginning Perek Mem Ches, chapter 48 in Tanya, for the 11th day of Iyar. And before we start with the Shiur, a little summary of where the Rebbe is, where the Alter Rebbe is leading. We started off talking about a love that every Jew is capable of arousing within himself, even without contemplation, even without an understanding of God's greatness. And that is simply by reflecting on God's love for us. In reflecting on God's love for us, the Alter Rebbe said that God abandons the higher and lower worlds and unites himself only with the Jews. He chooses none of the other world, none of the angels and higher creatures, but only he chooses only the Jew. Now in Perek Mem Ches, the Alter Rebbe says that this love that is reciprocated, because God shows us his love, we can't help but love him in return. And this is the love that is available to every Jew, even the lowest of the low. And in fact, the lower he is, the greater will his love be, because if God loves him the way he is, then it makes God's love all the greater. And therefore he reciprocates with a greater amount of love himself. So in order to understand the nature of this reciprocal love, that we love God back in the way that he loves us, the Alter Rebbe goes into many details, using the analogy of a king, that the king who comes to a commoner and comes to him where he lives in his filth, and he elevates him out of that, and he brings him to himself, and he unites with him through embracing and through kissing, meaning through the study of Torah and through the doing of mitzvahs, and God puts aside all the other worlds, the higher and the lower. This causes us to love God in return in the same way, measure for measure. So now in Perek Mem Ches, the Alter Rebbe begins to describe what God gives up, how God puts aside the higher worlds, the lower worlds, and so on, in order that a Jew should be able to do mitzvahs and a Jew should be able to study Torah. And that moves us also to put aside our affairs and our desires and our interests and choose instead to devote ourselves to God and to merge with godliness. Perek Mem Ches. Now when a person with intelligence will stop to consider God's greatness on a very simple level, ki kishmei kein hu, ein seif v'ein keitz v'tachlis. What greatness are we talking about? The greatness that is implicit in the title that we use to describe God, Ein Seif Baruch Hu. Ein Seif means that there is no end and no limit, because Ein Ketz V'Tachlis Klal, there is no limit and there is no end at all, L'Eir V'Chayus, to the light and life, HaMispashet Mimenu Yisbarech, that comes and flows from God, B'Ritzei Ne'HaPoshut, in his pristine will, a will that is not affected by anything outside. He wants it because that's what he wants. Umiyuchad b'muhusei v'yatzmusei yizbarech, and this light and life is one with God himself, b'tachlis hayichud, with a total oneness, again, because there's no exterior influences. And if the worlds were to come about from God's light without any contractions, without any tzimtzumim, there would be a descent, a chain of worlds, and the godliness, the light of God, would descend level after level, but it would go in gradual increments. It would descend gradually by cause and effect, without a symptom. Without the Tzimtzum, even after the descent of level to level in the form of cause and effect, the physical world would never come into being. In other words, a world that is finite would never come into being. The world as we know it now, Meha'aretz l'rakia mahalach tov kufshana, that from earth to heaven, the first heaven, is a distance of 500 years. V'chein bein kol rakia l'rakia, and the same is true of the distance between one heaven to the next. V'chein evi kol rakia v'rakia, and also the thickness of each heaven, not only the space between the heavens, but each heaven itself is also the thickness of a distance of 500 years. And even Eilam Haba, the higher level Gan Eden, modern Neshames HaTzadikim HaGdeilim, the place, the dwelling place of the higher Tzadikim, of the greater Tzadikim, the Neshames Atzmon, and also the souls themselves that are there in the world, in Gan Eden. The Ein Tzarech Leimar, and needless to say, the angels in those worlds that are lower than the souls, all of them hein bebechinas gvul v'tachlis. So the heavens, the distance between them, the Gan Eden, the neshames, and the angels are all finite creatures. Ki yesh gvul lahasagoson. What is their finiteness? They're not physically finite. They don't have a physical body, but their limit is that they are limited in their understanding. Godliness that reveals itself to them through the attributes of Chochmah Bina Das is limited because they can only understand so much of God, and that is their finiteness. And that's why there's also a limit to their pleasure, the pleasure that the souls take in godliness while they're in Gan Eden is a limited pleasure. Shenen miziv hashchina u'misangim be'eir Hashem. That pleasure is from the rays of the Shechina and the light of godliness. And yet, it's a finite pleasure. Ki ein yichelin l'kabel hanoa v'tayne b'bechinas ein sef mamish. Because they're incapable of experiencing truly infinite, endless pleasure, shalayis batlu mimitziyusan v'yachzuru l'mekedem. Because if they did, they would stop being what they are, they would stop being souls, and they would be reabsorbed into their source. So all of this is a result of Tzimtzum. Because without the Tzimtzum, even though there would be a gradual descent from world to world, the worlds created would never become physical. They would never become finite worlds, because no matter how much you spread infinity, even at its furthest reaches, it remains infinite. In order to go from infinite to finite, there has to be a radical break. There has to be a radical severance, so that which was infinite is blocked and prevented from overwhelming the finite creation, so that it can remain in its finite condition. And again, as Dal Tadeba will go on in the next few days to describe these tzimtzumim, how God puts aside his own light and so on, all for the sake of the Jew, so that the Jew can do Torah and mitzvahs. In the Hayem Yom for the 11th of Iyar, the Rebbe writes that Amen b'tfila, we say in the davening, v'chein shnei k'suvim, and the v'chein is with a tzere, not with a patach. Chein, not kan. Chi yisani, we say in the davening, chi yisani miyardi ber, the chi yisani should be with a komet, chi yisani, and not with a patach. And then we say zecher af tufcha. It should be zecher with a segel and not with a tzede, not zecher. And mashlich karche should be with bepatach v'loy bekometz, not korche but karche kechitim. Umalchusei ve'emunosei le'ad kayemes, and in the emes v'yatziv, we say umalchusei ve'emunosei le'ad kayemes.